3, 2, 1, and we're live.
Welcome, everyone. We're back from beyond Utah. Welcome back, everybody. The station is back. I know there's been a lot of stuff going on. Y'all are confused. A friend of mine, well, anyway, welcome to News on the Flip Side, Thursday's edition with Joe Montana and Jim Allen before I get into this rant. Anyway, a friend of mine asked me if I'd come out to Utah and speak at a convention. And so I said yes, and we went out there, and we had a blast. But we'll get into all of that in a minute. But I got to tell y'all, man, it's a long-ass drive from New Orleans to Utah, people. I'm just telling y'all, man. It's a – and I did in 2 days each way, which is – ooh, that's even double tough. But it was one of these things that I wasn't sure when I went back anyway. So some of the shows went off because some of our hosts know how to use Spreaker and did a good job. And some of them did not. A lot of archives got played. But then someone told me, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, or Monday or Tuesday, that the Pal Talk Auditorium went down and they weren't getting any broadcasts across anything. So the only servers that actually were on at the time were the New Orleans and Gulf Coast servers. If you were an internet listener, you probably did not get to hear us. The archives were still available, of course, but you were probably not getting the live server, which I apologize for. But where I was at, there was no way. They didn't have enough internet speed to run a live broadcast. A lot of times they do, a lot of times they don't. So it's just one of those things. But anyway, we had a great time. I got to meet my idol here, Jim Allen. He was a blast. He's crazier than I thought, though, but still, he was a blast.
Now, take it easy, Joe.
And anyway, he's got a great shot. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. I don't know how much news we'll actually get into tonight, because frankly, I haven't even watched the news in 7 days, 8 days, however long it's been. I did post some news to the sites because, you know, I got to keep up. But really and truly, not so much. And I got to say, I feel healthier for not watching all that news. I'm just saying, it's something like it must rot you from the inside out or something. But anyway, Jim, how you doing, man? I ain't seen you a couple of days. How's tricks, man? How's it going?
Well, I'm great. It's, you know, when you say I'm crazy, that comes from living way out in the sticks. And now you know.
That's because the air is thin where Jim lives. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, there's lots of videos. A lot more going to go up, too. That's not all. We've got close to 30,000 plays across, I don't know, 10 or 20 videos we've posted, and a lot of pictures. A lot of stuff up there. We covered some of the conference. I went and did a little off-road, and don't tell anybody. There's one where we're coming down the side of a mountain. I'm just laughing and cutting up. And where the camera said, it looks like we're going over the edge constantly. So if you get, like, sick from that kind of stuff, don't watch it. But, you know, I've had a couple people write me, oh, my God, you almost went off the road. It was not that close, people. But it just looked that way. It was really good for visual effects. And then we found some little lake dam thingy, and we went off-road and up in there. That was really great. All those videos are up there. You can see the raw video, so you're going to hear us cussing and making just stupid comments. And just anyway, take it with some salt because it's actually more comedy than anything else. But they're a lot of fun to watch. Everybody who's watching has really enjoyed them. Then on top of that, there's lots of stuff from the conference and then lots of other stuff that we're not going to publish, but we are going to talk about. Next week, I'm going to have the conference presenter on, what's the guy's name again? Bruce, Michael, Chris, Nathan. No, I'm just teasing. I know his name. He's going to be on next week. And week after that, we'll have a couple of the guests on the conference up there. You know, but you should have went. I mean, it's great outside. I got to love that it's outside, I got to say. You know, it's enjoyable. It's nice to be out there. Matter of fact, I'm going to be on Midnight in the Desert on July 5th. If y'all want to come check it out, I'll be talking to Heather Warrior. I believe we're going to be talking about Aztec Crash. Now that my brain's back functioning, I can actually remember when Michelle asked me about that. And I was like, what? Aztec? What? I've been driving for 25 hours. Come on, guys. Lucky I knew my name. But still, it was great. And everybody's wrote to us about the storm. We're going to talk about that a little bit, too. It's a storm. It's a tropical storm. It's a lot of wind, a lot of rain, a lot of wind, a lot of rain. I got home. My dock, the seats on my dock were actually underwater. About 2 feet of water coming up to the edge of my yard. Now, if that was a hurricane, my whole yard would be about 100 feet of water. And if it was 2 or 3, my yard would be anywhere in the water from 3 to 8 feet. If it was a bad 3, it could be in my house. So my house is 10 feet off the ground, guys.
Yeah, that's just about perfect.
That's it. Let's see. We have a caller joining us. I wonder who this could be. I'm going to do a psychic prediction. Joe Renard. Why is it ringing on my phone? Stop.
Well, hello.
Is this Joe Renard?
Is this Joe Montaldo?
It might be. You're not a bill collector or nothing, right? How you doing, man?
So is this JoJo?
This is the other Joe. Just Joe. I picked up Joe in Texas on the way up. Sorry, guys. I'm still yawning. I slept basically, I don't know, a lot. And I still could sleep a lot more. But we did a lot of running, a lot of blowing, a lot of going. We did some eating. We did some chatting. We did some But so anyway, Jim, before we even get into the Utah stuff, Jim, where the hell are we in the news world? You got to bring me up to speed. I don't even know what's going on. I feel like a lost child or something. Ladies and gentlemen, I know this is a new program, and y'all are all going, what the hell is Joe talking about? I'm sorry, guys. I've been in the high desert. I've been on the road. I've been all over creation. I put 5,000 miles in 60 hours. I'm sorry. You do the math. It's a lot of driving.
That's a lot.
A six-day drive.
That's
anyway,
a lot of driving, boy.
Four days on a highway, 2 days hanging out with the guys in Utah. But and even there, I mean, guys, we're going to talk about Area 51 later. But, look, my phone said zip when I was in Rachel, Nevada. So you ain't broadcasting nothing, bud. You just might as well put the thing up. And then we're sitting there for like 10 minutes and somebody said, oh, well, they got Wi-Fi. I'm like, what the hell you mean they got Wi-Fi? Anyway, we'll get to that. So, Jim, where are we? Who's conquering the world? I've been hearing all kind of crap, shooting down airplanes, blowing up stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on, but, you know, it's a lot of stuff on this investigation. You know, both the DOJ guys that testified in public but wouldn't say anything except, you know, behind closed doors. They testified again behind closed doors, and both of them said the same thing Comey said. In other words, they said Trump tried to get them to stop the investigation multiple times and tried to get them not to, you know, not to do it. But they wouldn't say that in public, but that's what they said otherwise. And Mueller, after it.
But that's, you know, more that leak stuff. And every time, look, let's be honest about this. Everything that's been leaked to CNN, the New York Times, and LA Times has turned out to be a lie. Everything. And just now, remember, they said Trump was under investigation, and Mueller said, no, he's not. So Mueller's already come out and said Trump's not under investigation.
He wasn't at one time.
No,
but now he definitely is.
No, he's saying right now he is not. The New York Times and the Washington Post reported he was under investigation over the weekend. Mueller came out and said he is not. There is no evidence to put him. You got to understand something. You can't investigate the President of the United States without clear evidence. If you do and there's nothing there, you're going to prison. It makes it really look bad. You can't do that. It's not how it works. This ain't some ordinary citizen we're talking about here. If you don't have a clear line of evidence to suggest the president was involved in something and you launch an investigation into him, your ass has had it. Already
they're after him for obstruction of justice, not the Russian thing. There is none.
Comey already said there was no obstruction. Comey gave sworn testimony to the Congress that the whole world's heard. He said the president did not ask me to do this. He said he can say he hinted or he took it however way he said it. But he clearly said in front of Congress that he did not ask him to do this. That's what I'm saying, Jim. There is no clear line of anything here. This is let me see. Mueller hired Hillary Clinton's attorney, Obama's attorney. He hired, 14 Democratic attorneys? He couldn't find any Republican attorney? Come on, Jim. It looks like a witch hunt to me, dude. Let's be honest.
If it's a witch hunt, why are they all lawyering up?
That'd be my argument. No, because when somebody hires 14 lawyers, you got to be safe, don't you? I mean, you don't go hire 14 lawyers, 14 Democratic lawyers that are well-known anti-Trump. See, this can't even go to trial now, because now they can say that everybody on the team is anti-Trump. So any way you go, any good attorney can argue this out now. I don't even know why he did this. If he truly wanted to get Trump, why did he do this? And by the way,
The top Democrats and the top Republicans said there is no way Trump's going to ever go to jail. There is no way he's going to ever get impeached. It's just not going to happen. And, you know, they might get somebody around him maybe, but they said it ain't going to happen. There's been four of the judges comment on this because they said the same thing. If the FBI or the CIA, if anybody had any evidence of collusion, they would have already filed it. Because everybody forgets this is an 18-month-long investigation. This just didn't start with Mueller. Comey, the CIA, the NSA, everybody's looked into this. And wait, just recently the FBI and them had to withdraw a statement they made of what? That they said that the Russians hacked into machines and were messing with the election. Now they say, oh, well, we're sorry. All they were doing were probing companies to try to get in. They didn't even get into the companies. Now, remember, NBC, ABC, NBC, CNS, FBI, everybody said they did. Now we find out that was all a complete lie. So how can you trust anything they would say, Jim? I mean, really?
How can you trust anything anybody says?
Yeah, but
When
you hear Bloomberg come out and say, you need to work with the president, that should be a clear president thing. Even Jerry Brown in California saying, knock it off, you need to work with the president. The Democrats, the top Democrats, can see what's going to happen here. If you try to destroy this man, it will destroy their party. They just got a valuable lesson the other day. Spent more money than any candidate ever and got their asses handed to them in an election. This is not about – they don't understand what's going on here. The country is tired of this. The country wants to see action. They want to stop seeing the politicians fight, and they want to see something. And if anything happens to Trump, the Democrats are going to pay for this far more than any party does because no one – his base isn't going anywhere. His base is at a steady 55%. It's not wavering. Even if you say you're going to impeach the man, it's not going to waver, which would only start a revolution in our country. So what my question is here – is the Democrats out to destroy our country? Because that's the only goal they could have here at this point.
Well, he's that's like cutting off your nose to spite your face.
He's unimpeachable. The Republicans control the Congress and the Senate and the House. That means this guy is and wait, they just gained two more seats. So he's unimpeachable. So why would you even bother? That's the question. Why would you even bother? You're not going to get any Republicans to turn because anybody who turns on him will be out of office next term. So what's going on here? So what is this about trying to save face? And now they say today, oh, they've been out polling on Hillary Clinton. And they say she's not even gained any popularity and all that. She's actually gotten less. She's gotten less popular.
Well, she's,
Donald Trump.
She's done, Joe. She's totally done.
My point to all of this is it does at this point seem I was okay with Mueller at first. I really was. And then I read up on him. I found that he's pretty much a stout Democrat, kind of liberal. So I'm kind of like, ooh, I don't know. Then I find out him and Comey all but nipple buddies. So then I'm like, well, how can he be impartial? He said this himself. By the way, they got a clip of him saying this. Him and Comey were close and endeared friends, and he would do anything he could to help Comey. So now he's got an investigation for Comey. So wait, he should recuse himself at this point. Am I not right? Once he said that, shouldn't he recuse himself from the case? He is no longer a bias. He can't be biased. If he said he'd do anything he could to help Comey, then he can't be a bias in any shape, form, or fashion. And then turns around and hires 14 Democratic attorneys. Come on. When he hired 14 Democratic attorneys right there, he should have been dismissed. The attorney general should have stepped in. Sessions should have stepped in and said, oh, no, my friend. Now you're doing a witch hunt, and I'm going to dismiss you. Either balance this out with six Republicans or seven Republicans and seven Democrats, or I'm going to dismiss you at this point. Come on. You know this is supposed to be fair and impartial. Does this sound fair and impartial to you? If you were the one on the end of this, would you be happy with this group of people?
Yeah. Joe, you're good. You're really good.
I'm just saying, man, would you be happy? It's – look. Y'all all and I see this every effing week. Don't make me take him for this orange-headed freak. But when I see these kind of things, it shows me the lack of respect and how far the Democrats will go to try to do something. We can review the last 18 months. Every time the Democrats have gone after this guy and said something about this guy and tried to destroy this guy and said they got him, what happened? It bit him in the ass. This is biting him in the ass right now. It's hurting them amongst their base. Even their base is saying, work with the president. He is the Dewey. He's what the people want. And if you get rid of him, they're just going to put another one in like him. Stop it. Work with him. Now you got your own party saying this, and they can't stop. The loss was so demoralizing for the Democrats. They're still just grasping for anything they can. It's like a kid who's being taken off a crack. It's just really sad. They got so used to abusing power for all those years that they don't know what to do with themselves now. So now it's just attack, 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 and they don't understand. The more they attack, and I've been saying this for 3 years, well, I've probably for 4 years, and I've predicted all the midterm and term elections correctly, except I didn't predict Donald was going to win. I just said a Republican was going to win. I'm still in shock about Donald. But it's not hard to figure out when you see where the people are tired. They want more. They want change. They don't want lies. The Democrats say, oh, yeah, growth is great. Yeah, 1% growth. Yeah, half our country on welfare. No. What the hell's wrong with you? Give people incentive
to work. Biggest, Joe, you asked me what happened. The biggest news today, of course, is the health care news. That's the biggest news.
Yeah, I heard. Did you hear? I haven't heard. Okay. Have they said anything?
And they had a bunch of paraplegics in wheelchairs that stormed what's-his-face's office, and they were hauling them out, you know, out of their wheelchairs.
Grabbing them by the chairs and wheeling them out of there.
Some of them got wheeled out, but a lot of them just got hauled out by their arms and legs.
Hey, look.
I think I saw one guy going out of handcuffs.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you're paraplegic, but look, you like any other protester. Once you cross the line, your ass is going to jail. All right, know that when you protest, ladies and gentlemen. Jail sucks. I've been there once or twice. It sucks. Don't like thinking about it. Don't want to go there again, but it does suck.
That's like crossing over the gate or the fence at Area 51.
Oh, wait, who's playing?
If you want to go to jail, you will go to jail.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that later, too. Whose plane did we shoot down? Somebody told me we shot down somebody's plane. And now they're all pissed because we shot down their plane.
Didn't hear that. Well, I know we shot down a drone a few days ago or something, I believe. I didn't catch that either.
So I got a question for you. So I'm listening to Tim McCain. Okay. This dude.
Jim McCain or Tim John McCain.
No, Tim McCain or Tim Kaine. Sorry, Tim Kaine. I said McCain, didn't I? The Kaine. Hillary's the guy she should have never asked to be VP. This guy's a moron. He did not help her any. But anyway, so I'm watching him screaming today, holding up papers. It's illegal to be attacking serious stuff. So first off, I said, dude, you're talking about the president colluding with Russia. Now you're telling us it's illegal to blow up Syrian stuff that Russia is colluding with Bashar over. I said, now I'm just confused. And he's going on how all these attacks are illegal. And I'm thinking, no, dude, President Obama gave us the act to blow the crap out of Syria. What are you talking about? This is a Democrat that don't even know what the damn Democratic president telling the Republican president he's making a law. Come on, Jim. Hey, somebody needs you to slap the living shit out of the Democrat.
You mentioned that plane getting shot down. I just looked it up. It says here the U.S. fighter jet shoots down a Syrian warplane in the clash with Putin.
That's what they're fighting about. So we're shooting down planes. Everybody's talking about how we're colluding with Russia, and our president's over there shooting down Russian crap, which Obama wouldn't even get around. I'm confused. I'm just confused at this point. And looks like Bush.
All of it as reality TV.
And it looks like Trump's going to levy the toughest sanctions against Russia ever. So I'm confused. The dude was colluding with Russia. He wouldn't be laying these sanctions on it. Let's just be honest about it. I mean, see, the whole thing stinks. And the liberals have gotten so bad about lying, cheating, and stealing. I mean, after these 8 years, I've never seen this before. I've got to be honest with y'all. I've been seeing a lot of elections in my time, both Republicans and Democrats. I've voted both ways. I've seen corruption. I've seen not corruption. I have never seen an administration as corrupt as Obama's ever. I mean, come on, the man put an innocent man in jail because he made a video because Obama needed to cover up 9/11 attack because it was 2 weeks before an election. So an innocent man.
One thing I thought was funny is that while Obama was in office, everyone hated him. As soon as he's out of office, they were praising him as like the next black Jesus of the White House.
Only the liberals. Ain't nobody else likes a guy. His
I'm just like, fuck,
I always
really?
I love these CNN polls. Well, he's got a 59% approval rate. I said, with who? Everybody I know that hates the guy. Everybody. We've got countless poll after countless poll with 30, 40, 50,000 people taking them. None of them say that. Matter of fact, the highest
approval rate
we've
ever had
was like 44%. But look, here you go. Bloomberg says
when he got elected, let me tell you, I gave him 90 days for a bullet. I was.
I already knew that wasn't going to happen because no stupid white man wanted to make a mortar out of Obama. You know, it might have been a brother that killed him, but it wasn't going to be a white man that killed him because they were just like, oh, hell.
Well, I never talked about what color was going to get it.
Well, you know,
but
it makes a difference. You know, it makes a difference because white people weren't going to kill him. And Hispanics just didn't care enough to kill him. And the blacks were like, wait, the first black president, I kill him, they're going to kill me in prison. So I think he was all right. You know, I actually talked about that on the air a couple of times. It's kind of funny. But anyway, it says Bloomberg says America should get behind Trump because the public has spoken. I agree with that. You should agree with Bloomberg on this. And come on. Can you get more liberal than Bloomberg? See, Bloomberg's realized it's not good to be against Trump because it makes you unpopular. Democrats are starting to figure this out now. Somehow, Trump's got some kind of like secret popularity. The polls always says he sucks and he's no good, but yet he won the election with 31 states. You know, and anything anybody does, the press says this, the press says that. But when you get on the street and start asking people, we like Trump. We think Trump's doing good. Because you know why? Trump stands up to these politicians and tells them to basically to kiss his big, happy orange ass. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Be careful. That got Bill Baer a $1 million lawsuit.
Oh, Bill Martin.
the word orange.
You know,
just call him a big glass of tang.
I think his gay Bill ass Marcel should get with the lesbian Rachel Maddow and they should have some children. Oh yeah.
she's listen, what's his name? Mitch, wait a minute. No. I have a hard time with all these guys. Lawrence O'Donnell's got a crush on Rachel Maddow. Now that's what I think.
Well, you know, she's a freak, so maybe, I don't know. Oh, I was cracking up about her. It's a little segue here. I was cracking up about her because I was watching her and her lover, which it seems like a pretty nice lady, actually. They're gun-toting, tobacco-spitting, chewing. They should be rednecks. I don't even know how they're liberal. After you listen to about five or six of the things they really like, that's really hardcore conservative stuff, but they're anti-gun. If they're out there blowing shit up, I'm like, I'm confused again.
Who's packing? Who's packing iron?
Rachel Maddow and her girlfriend. They go out to the week and shit. Oh yeah, they big gun toters. They big RAN members. NRA members, sorry. And wait, they got other stuff than that. They were going over a list of stuff and I'm thinking conservative. You know what I think it was? When Rachel got into real talk TV, liberals were real popular. So that's the way she went. I don't know if she's actually a liberal or not. I'm not sure now. You got to find the clip. It's great because I'm thinking, that's not the bitch I watch on TV. That's no. Wait a minute. I was confused.
Well, she could be ACDC.
And
you know,
it doesn't matter if you're gay. Gays can be liberal. Gays can be conservative. I was going to say gays can be straight. I guess that's possible too. But I mean, they can be conservative. Look, people, stop identifying yourself by party, okay? Just stop it. Do we really need these parties? I mean, come on. All they do is seem to screw we the people over. I'm just saying. I mean,
we're the victims, Joe. We always have been, and we always will be.
Now, Joe says we should be a communist country. I'm not sure what the hell that's about, but that's because he lives out.
Well, you ain't blaming that.
We may be getting close.
You know, I know we're getting ready to switch topics here, right? Quick, ladies and gentlemen, but. You know, keep an eye on everything. The last 2 days, there hasn't been any real news about Trump or investigations, or for some reason, ever since the FBI had to withdraw that thing about Russia hack and everything, and then they had to say they were probing everything, there hasn't been much about collusion because if the Russian hasn't actually affected the election, there really can't be collusion, can there? be. So it's like, it's a mess, man. This shit is kind of like watching some drama TV show. But I'm with Bloomberg. I'm with a couple of the other big Democrats that came out recently and said, you know what? He's a duly elected president. He won fair and square. 31 states clearly said they want this man to be president, and he's the president, and let him do his job. And do you really want Pence instead of Trump? Really?
Are you really, using the word really, are you really sure that this really isn't reality TV?
Shit.
I'm pretty sure it is reality TV. That's how I look at all politics. Everybody's on TV just bullshitting and carrying on about everything and anything for our entertainment.
It is a lot of it's like that. I mean, let's just
see, go. I'm close.
You have comedy,
I'm
you have
close.
Drama, you have violence.
What the hell
it's like Jerry Springer.
Trump, I just don't want poor person dealing with the economic issues in my administration. What the hell are you doing? Wait, okay, look, okay, I'm just confused about that whole statement. And really, you're not going to put some guy in charge of the thing that makes $10,000 a year when you get a guy that makes $50 million a year. Let's just be honest about it. I just don't know why you have to talk about it. That's what I don't understand. It's not like it's not the way it is. You know, there's all kind of stuff been going on. Man arrested for screaming at a child to play. What? Get out of here, people. Teen accidentally killed a sheriff. I mean, it just goes on. It's always endless. There's always some crap going on every day. Maybe we'll start a news. Oh, speaking of that, before we switch topics here, I've decided while I was on vacation, well, not vacation, but on traveling, that I'm going to probably bring back Unabridged Universe and Change in America. It's two shows the network owns. We're going to be looking for four hosts. Actually, I'm looking for five hosts, maybe even six, but because I'm going to bring back News and Flipside Saturdays edition sometime within the next 8 weeks. You heard it here, if it goes on their break, their season break, then I'm going to bring it back and it's going to be there. We might make it a seasonal show in between. But anyway, I am looking for two hosts for that show, female, male, one of each, but you know, somewhere in the middle in your political views. You can be a little left, you can be a little right, you can be dead center if you want to be, but that's actually what we're looking for. We're not looking for far right, far left. There's enough of that on radio. We want to bring something a little bit more balanced to it. Now, when you get to Change America, we want someone who's going to come in, two people that are going to come in and really express how America can change, what people can do to help change it, whether it doesn't matter what your politics are, just what can we do to make our country a better place. Unabridged Universe, on the other hand, is going to be an open format for anything exoteric, and I will be looking for two hosts for that. Well,
I actually have a friend of mine that's interested in doing a radio show.
Well, have him talk to me. We're looking for six hosts, like I said. And no,
you met him.
It does not pay people before you even bother asking me. I mean, if you get the show gets big enough, you might get lucky, but until then.
Joe, you met him the day we left.
Who? I don't remember.
Leo.
Oh, really? But don't talk to me. I'm always looking for somebody to do radio. I mean, I like radio, so I'm looking for people. But anyway.
But you know there's no chance that I'm going to be able to get Jason onto a show with me.
Yeah, well, I don't know what we have to talk
about. I tried.
You know, oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you can now get us on iHeartRadio by typing in United Public Radio. We are a proud member of the iHeartRadio network now. And our whole station is available there, so check it out. You can get us in live and our archives, so feel free to peruse our archives, and we'll go through the speaker account, I believe. We have lots and lots of archives on. That will lead you to other websites, of course, but we have thousands of archives. We've literally got at least 10,000 archives available on the internet. That is almost 30,000 hours worth of archives, about 27,000 hours. So check it out, browse more, and you could probably listen to it in the rest of your life. And we're adding new stuff daily. Now, we were off for the last few days because I was traveling. We were out and about, and we were cutting up and getting in trouble. And Jim was calling down demons and crap, and I was running for my life. And it was crazy. It was crazy.
You know, Joe, though, there's one thing that really held fast, and I'll tell you what that was. You had one hell of a co-pilot with you.
That insane guy I brought with me, is that who you're talking about? Oh, my God. He's insane. I think Mama dropped him when his head was a baby or something. I'm not even sure.
Yeah, well, I can recognize talent when I see it.
Actually, guys, Joe is responsible for a lot of the streaming video from both
No, I did drown as a baby.
Yeah. Insanity. People. They
actually I have 31.4 gigabyte of picture and video. And I've only actually uploaded a tiny fraction of that.
I got a ton.
I actually just got the rest of a copy to the computer tonight.
I got a ton on my phone, and God knows how much Joe put on the recorder because I haven't even looked at it yet. So all of that's coming. That stuff that you see filtering over the next 2 weeks. Like I said, on UFO on the Cover, we'll be doing some of the guests, and we will be having Nathan on and a couple other people to come chit-chat about the conference, how they felt, what they like, what's going on, things like that. Just to play it up, don't forget I'm going to be on Heather Wade Show, Midnight in the Desert, July 5th, yes. I like Heather, man. She's cool. She's a lot of fun to talk to. I have never been interviewed by Art, but I say as a replacement for Art, she's pretty good, I got to say. And I like her politics, and I like the way she stands up for herself. So, and you know I rarely compliment any radio show host. Most of them are flaked out freaks that need to be kicked in the ass. Man, I got to stop saying stuff out loud that I'm thinking. Damn, I got to cut that out. That's going to get me in trouble yet. But anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about first off, I called Joe up. I'm in Louisiana. I said, yeah, you know, I'm going to the conference. You want to take a ride? I had told him a couple days earlier, but I hadn't talked to him since then. So I'm like, 2 hours from his house when I call him? Get dressed.
Yeah.
I didn't say how I said it. Anyway, boom, I pick him up.
Yeah, he called me up. He's like, hey, man, give me directions to your house.
So I grab him.
I have 2 hours to get ready.
I grab him. We make a pit stop. We head out. We hit Texas. We slosh across Texas. What was it, 12? It was a long time. I know I drove like 12, 13 hours. So we stopped. We played Ring Around the Rosie in Dallas for half hour because the GPS was completely confused.
More than that. Man, right. The GPS routed us from Benton twice.
I was like, what the hell is wrong with this thing? But anyway, we finally get out of there. We headed out. And then we said, well, we stopped in New Mexico, huh? Certain parts of New Mexico are like Texas. There's nothing in it. And Texas, look, I don't want to offend y'all, but North Texas has nothing in it. It's like, oh, my God, once you
I've lived in Texas most of my life. Texas sucks. Yeah, it is full of shithole town.
No, East Texas is nice. Don't hate on East Texas. East Texas got lots of water and lush vegetation, beautiful grounds, but it's pretty. West Texas, look, guys, y'all are great people out there, but you live in just – it's just like flat and arid. I mean, you're driving like you're kind of zombie driving for a while there because it's just so long. And you're just, so we get out of there, we get in New Mexico, we take off from New Mexico, and we just basically haul ass. I like to kill Joe and I a couple times because instead of stopping, we were just driving through. I'm coming down this mountain. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Joe's leaving. I'm half asleep driving the car, the speed limit's a high up there. It's 75 miles an hour. Right now, this is a two-way highway at 75 miles an hour. I come around, turn deer, like four of them in the highway. I like to throw Joe's ass through a windshield trying to stop this car. It's like, so then, you know, for the next 25 miles, it's just dodge the deer. The only deer I've ever seen deer thinking of that was eating Tapalaya Basin in the bottom of Louisiana where they run in herds. I've just never seen that many deer outside of there. And I mean, they're all over the highway. We're playing dodge the rabbit. The first night
it was almost like the deer were waiting on the side of the road until a car comes by.
You'd see a bunch of them standing. It was crazy. And God, we seen more rabbits than we seen deers. It was insane.
Giant rabbits.
It's funny. I'm dodging rabbits. I think I counted 40 deer and like 60 rabbit night plus about 10 dead rabbits. And all of a sudden, that all these rabbits are all these gray, brown, jack rabbits. All of a sudden, right in the middle of the road is this big, white, fluffy, looks like the Easter Bunny kind of rabbit. I'm like, what the hell is this? I thought I was hallucinating. I've been driving for a while, but it was just crazy looking. And then we zipped through there. And then finally, we hit Cedar City, whatever, 4 a.m. or something, Friday morning. And we get checked in. And then we get into our room later in the day, which is where I left my UFO sign there, by the way. Jim, you need to go get my UFO sign from them damn people. I left it in the hotel. They might not even notice that I put it in the window. They're probably still in a damn window in that room. But anyway.
Oh, man.
So we check in. We just exhausted at this point. Get a little breakfast, crash out, get up in the morning. Get up later that day. And we go out. Who did we go meet? Some strange guy. What was his name? Donald, Chris, Michael. I think his last name started with an A or something. Damn, who is this guy? Anyway, we go down and meet Jim Allen, you know, the guy who's co-hosting with me. His first time we ever met in person, actually. He's a character and a half.
He wrote that whistleblower book called Smoke and Mirrors.
Yeah, good book, too. I finally got my autographed copy, too. And And anyway, we chat, and we had a great time talking. It was really nice meeting him in person. It was a lot of fun. We hung out for a while.
And I also got some video of that conversation, too.
He got some video of that. We went and ate and had a good time having dinner, talking, drove the poor waitress insane. She's probably like, why does the UFO people come up at my place, man? Why don't y'all come so out? But we hung out for a while. It was good. And then Joe and I took off and went up to just to catch a little piece of the fest that night. And met a couple of nice people. What was her name? Tracy. Anyway, she got a radio show. And nice lady. And I'll get all the information. When I have Marla on the show, I'll introduce some property. And then I met Chris from what's his place? The radio show Paracast. And a couple of people that were really nice. And we met, what was the Indian guy?
Which one?
Clifford Mahudi.
Yes.
Yeah, the Zuni Elder.
But now I got some negative reviews on him. We're going to have to talk about that.
Wow.
Now, there's a lady who's a contactee that I know. I wonder if I should use her name or not. Let me read this. It says, matter of fact, this woman, I've had her on my show many times. You should listen to it, Joe. She's a big advocate for the Hopis and stuff. She really is. She said they refuse to even ask for proof. They are following him blindly. It says, well, welcome in Hopi or Zuni. People are so blind that they refuse to even ask why or ask for proof. Okay, I must be missing something in this conversation. I want to ask you, look at Facebook regarding the white. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, I did look into all of that. Okay. Anyway, she kind of don't like this guy. I have to get more into this. She's a fairly famous contactee. Well, you know what? My page is public, and she did post it there. So it's Miriam Delicata, so you can check it out. She's a big-time Hopi advocate. I mean, she's a big-time Indian advocate. We've talked about it many, 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 many times on UFO Undercover. So check it out. I'm going to check into what she has to say. But we don't talk about people until we know there's something to talk about, like MUFON. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? We all loved us a MUFON until we found out that they were the whitey-tighty UFO network on the whitey-tighty radio network. Yeah, one of them said the other day they're going to sue me. I said, please do. I'd love to drag this crap in the court and make it all public to the world. Yeah, I didn't hear back from them from that. It's just, look, don't go out and act like you're all this, that, and the other thing, and then when you get busted for not being all this, that, and other thing, get upset about it. Yes, Darren, I did say we are on iHeartRadio Network now. Check us out. We are up there. I checked on it earlier today. Come on, hang out. iHeart, iTunes, you name it. Every app you can find has United Public Radio on it. We are the oldest erratic.
And I have posted the link on the other two pages as well.
Okay, I need some Rasorotic Network. We are the largest and oldest esoteric network around on the internet.
Did you say erotic network?
I did. That's
erotic network.
You send it to these erotic thoughts, man, and it just messed me up.
Joe and I want you to prove that one. You know,
the erotic part. The Taco Cash.
You know, we used to have somebody. We had two hosts that wanted to do erotic shows on the network. One wanted to talk about. They wanted to do it early in the morning. One wanted to talk about sex toys and their use. And I was like, "What?" And I'm not going to tell you what the other one wanted to talk about because even I was like, "You got to be kidding me, man! Get out of here."
That would probably end up disrupting all the housewives in America.
Anyway, how we stray so far from what we're talking about?
50 Shades of UPRN.
Anyway, so we're going back to the Utah UFO Festival. Hopefully we'll be there next year. We were talking with Nathan about maybe doing some work with him and maybe some simulcast and some other stuff. And we're trying to talk – I know when I was there, we were trying to talk Jim into presenting about a personal experience of his, which we're not going to get into detail tonight. But
no.
Well, matter of fact, if you want to read about it, go buy the book Smoke and Mirrors. Type in Jim Ellis, Smoke and Mirrors. Bam, you can get the book. It's not really expensive. It's a good book, and you can check it out. And then when we have him on the show again, you can come ask him about his experience.
But yeah, his experience, which was authorized to be shown, uploaded to the page.
Yeah. Besides, y'all need to send him some money because he got to buy me a big fat lobster pretty soon. So y'all need to get him man some money.
Just remember, Joe, it ain't never over till it's over.
Lord.
It's not over till there's blood, guts, and a bone protruding from the skin.
I see it. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're still experiencing Cindy here. It is raining like the bejesus outside right now. Blew all my
Holy smokes.
Not only did it blow all my tomato plants over, it blew all the damn tomatoes off the tomato plants. I was out there picking up little tomatoes there. Like, son of a biscuit eater. It's tough out there right now. It's raining hard. We knew that we were going to get some more tonight. As it went in at Lafayette. So actually, if I would have waited, I would have messed myself up because I would have been leaving Lafayette right at or Lake Charles right as it was coming inland. Man, I ought to get my ass hammered all the way back to Mississippi. I just came on through. She stopped off for a minute, came on through, and bam, bam, bam. And, you know, once I'm in familiar territory where I ain't even going to be worried about where I'm going, it's just a matter of just driving, man. It's just cruising down the interstate in light rain, misty rain, you know, cruising along, getting text messages throughout the middle of the night like, yeah, okay, we're alive, let's go. It was a good trip. I enjoyed it. You know, one little mishap on the way home, which I'm not going to get into, but still, other than that, it was a good trip and I had a lot of fun and a lot of good stuff got accomplished up there. And we are going to get into in depth to some of the stuff that went on at the UFO Festival. By the way, I mean, I think they said they're only going to do it at night next year, but it's on top of Three Peaks Recreational Park. It's a great place. It's flat. I mean, it's a nice little piece of area. And a lot of people were sitting up on top of the little mountains and little hills around us, little fires going on. I'm listening and watching. And I had a lot of fun presenting, and everybody else had a lot of fun presenting. And some of the speakers you'd probably recognize, some you won't, but hey, you know, everybody's got to speak. That's the way they get known and get their thing out. All I was talking about basically was a little bit about evolution, a little bit about blood type, a little bit about contact. Didn't get into nothing too hard. Messed with the audience a little bit because I like to hear the audience giggle. Other than that, you know, it was a good. Actually, I hate to say this. Out of all the lectures I've ever done, this is the only one that's not on CD or up for sale anywhere. Which I never put them up for sale, by the way. But because there was.
No, I could always slap it on a DVD and put it up for sale.
Well, if it's clean enough, yeah, we'd have to clean it up some. But.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Usually, when we attend these things, it's professional recording. So I already talked to. Nathan about maybe next year. I think we might go up and hook up through the computers and record it. And that way they can put the DVDs out for sale. And, you know, they're giving the conference is free, by the way, ladies. So, I mean, come to the conference for free. I'm just trying to help make a little bit of money to get the thing sponsored and get some bigger names in there. When I get on Heather Wade's show, I'm going to talk to her about coming out next year. And by the way, I do this because of the guy that co-hosts with me. I want people to be clear. I like Nathan. He's a nice guy. But, you know, Jim's my partner in crime, so.
You need to make Nathan a chapter
I am
a working guy.
I got a couple
for,
things
for
I,
the
I
state work. Of Utah.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him about that. I got a couple things I want to work with Nathan, and I'm going to get some calls going and some conference calls going. And because really and truly, they got a good thing going, and I really think this could be taken up 5, 6, 7, 8 levels here. And they could really start filling the area up. You know, everybody forgets Burning Man started out with 10 people out there being stupid. This is really can go, and there's no other body else really doing it like this. It's kind of like a drive-in movie, sort of. It's a lot of fun. The only thing is, I told him he needs to light up the pavilion area so people can come sit and talk with the
yeah,
speakers.
Yeah, it was pretty dark out there.
And sell their books and stuff like that. That's something they got to do. And they need a backlight somewhere. So that you can see the people on stage or on a thing so that they can be videotaped and talked to. You know. But anyway, other than that, it was great. I had a great time. I mean, I was like smoking the peyote and going, hey, the UFO took me. But it was a fest.
Last year it was good too, just not as many people. We had about 300 people there last year, but we had Travis Walton there. And he did a really good job, showing his own movie.
Damn, I was a bigger draw than Travis Walton, damn. Jeez, that's bad. I was the last speaker on Saturday night, guys. Everybody hung out. I watched the pickup. There was a good crowd there. And then they did the videos with Bob Lazar and after me. It was a good layout. It was well done. It was a lot of fun to be there. And I look forward to being there next year and raising hell. I told Nathan, you got to give me 2 hours next year. I can't do this hour thing. You can't talk to nobody in an hour. What the hell, man? I need 30 minutes for Q&A. Lord. At least 45 minutes for Q&A. I like talking to the audience. I always have. The audience always got good questions. And they, well, what the hell made you think that? Well, let me explain to what you made me think that. It's fun. And the audience likes the interactivity. But anyway, guys, if you can next year attend the UFO Festival out there, hopefully a bunch of us will be out there with Nathan and the gang and whoever else comes out and speaks. You might even see George Knapp out there next year. I'm going to invite Heather Wade. Hell, if I'll be on Coast to Coast sometime this year, I'll invite George Norrie. I don't know if he'll come, but I'll invite him. You never know, he might be in the area. So I'll invite Art Bell. Look, we had a whole gang out there. It's, I learned this a long time ago. If you don't ask, you'll never know. And what's the most they can do is tell you no. And you really just thought they were going to tell you no in the first place, so what does it matter? Ask. You never know, because they might say yes. I never thought my wife could get Drew Keku and Neil deGrasse Tyson and several other scientists on a show called UFO Undercover. Hell, she did. So it shows you can achieve a lot of damn things. And then we got to get out of here in a few minutes because Christina George and Renee Chavez will be up next with Top Secret News. So they'll be wreaking havoc and causing trouble. Christina's got to get a radio fix. She's jonesing, man. I was talking to her today. She's like, yeah, man, I got to get on the radio. Yeah. Oh, shit, I got to get on the radio, man. I can't take it no more. I got to get on the radio. She didn't hear that, so we're good. Anyway. it's good to be a host on the radio now. I missed it. I have not been on the air in 6 days. Other than
wow, is this the first time, huh?
First broadcast. Actually, I wasn't on Wednesday. I had the other thing run, so it's actually been 7 days. And really, really, because I was having a lot of fun, and the hosts were all doing great jobs, and they missed some shows. Some shows didn't get missed, but a lot of things worked out the way it was supposed to, and some of it didn't. But hit and miss. We're going to be doing a lot more traveling this year, and I know I got an invite to Roswell this year, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to go or not. You got to work for a living, unfortunately. Yeah, Roswell's always fun, though, and I know Guy Malone and their gang are going to be doing something out there, and the museum's going to be doing something. I think the city's still doing stuff, so go in there, support them, back them up. By the way, there is video of the Roswell Museum from both Joe and I posted to the site. There's also a video of Rachel Nevada and Little Alien Inn. There's lots of pictures of it. There's video of Area 51 if you want to go check that out as well, which we'll talk about on another show. And then there is video of, what is that, the Research Center just before the Little Alien Inn. So all of that's available. Joe was trying to pick up the girl at the Research Center. I was like, what are you going to do, bring her back to Texas with you?
Hell yeah.
Anyway, so all of that's available. That's already stuff that's up there. And there's more stuff of that, and there's some edited stuff that will be up as well. So you can check it all out. It's a crazy road trip. A lot of it was streamed live. There was a lot of good comments while it was being streamed live. We had a lot of fun acting like idiots, and a lot of people enjoyed it. And there is some good information. And if you've never seen Area 51 up close and personal, take a look. If you've never ever seen you don't even have that. Joe did a 360 inside the Alien Inn. You don't even never have to go now. You can see everything that's in the place, even the Pac-Man machine, the money hanging from the ceiling and everything. Man,
yeah, the Pac-Man machine doesn't work. I was really disappointed.
But I think I pulled it. But anyway, and you know what's funny? There's so many people coming and going out of there, but most of them weren't UFO-related people, just people passing through that they knew the inn. And stop there. They host a motorcycle thing every couple times. They bring free food. Oh yeah, they bring free food out to Area 51 for Thanksgiving, right? Because they have a free Thanksgiving dinner if you're ever in the area, for anybody who stops in. So the daughter, Connie, brought it out there, and last year. And she's been brewing it for years and years and years. They called the base commander to bring it out there. So they brought it out there last year, and guess what they did? They called the bomb squad on them. So now she's got a marker in her homeland security record. Matter of fact, all of us do from going out there the other day.
Yeah, that camera was really interesting to me.
Yeah, they watch Joe and the girls. They follow around. They left me and Nathan alone. And, these guys ain't coming to do that. They coming to hang out. I just wanted to check it out. It was nice and interesting. But we got to go because Christina George and Renee Chavez is up with Top Secret News. That's who we should have.
I also got a 360 of the Northgate.
You know, Christina George is so little, you and I could have just tossed her over to the second gate, and she could have took off on a running start. Buddy.
Oh, God. You're going to throw her to the wolves, huh, Joe?
I think she could outrun, man. She's fast. I think she put some Superwoman on her ass or something. But anyway, we're going to get out of here again, guys. Jim, thank you. Joe, thank you. Jim, you want to tell anybody bye before we get out of here?
Well, it was sure an honor to have you come out. We really appreciated you coming out here. And next time, there's another time, we'll have more time. We'll go up in the mountains and look at all the parks. How's that sound?
Yes, because y'all got some great country up there. It's really, really, really pretty up there. Except for, that's another thing. We had a Dodge deer, cattle, and bulls coming back from freaking Nevada, man. It's crazy over there.
There's actually signs on the side of the road for angry bulls.
You know.
Angry bulls.
Yeah, somebody needs to teach these people what fences are for, is all I got to say, man. Put some damn fences up. I know it's just mild.
And speed limit signs.
Yeah. Utah, you don't really need to put some up. Nevada, you too. I mean, come on, a speed limit sign every 50 miles, that doesn't work, guys. Yeah, you got a little bit better than that.
That's called open range, and they've got laws out here that if you hit one of their cows, you got to pay for it.
I bet you do, too, them no good. And there's some big-ass cows out there, too. I got to say, Nathan stopped at someplace, two different places, but the first place, by the way, we lost an hour. Nathan don't want to admit it, but we lost an hour. The second place was just unbelievably. The Milky Way was so well-defined. It's one of the prettiest skies I've seen in a long time, I got to say. It really was. It was gorgeous. But anyway, we got the split. Again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to News on the Flipside Thursday's edition. Actually, guys and girls, I know somebody asked me. Actually, we dropped Flipside Light and just went back to its original nature of News on the Flipside because we're going to just put the series back together. We took a hiatus now while we're going to put the whole series back in line and back in order. But anyway, on that note, I'm going to get out of here. Joe's going to get out of here. Jim's going to get out of here. Christina and Renee is going to come in here, and God knows what they're going to talk about. Some kind of government probing. Maybe they went out to Area 51. On that note, ladies and gentlemen.
It was lots of fun. It was a grand adventure. It was fantastic meeting Jim.
Yep, it was. Same here. Like good I night. Said, you're the best co-pilot I've ever seen.
Oh, Lord. Don't swell a man's head. Good night. Stay tuned for Top Secret News. And we're clear, guys.
There we go. That was fun.
Yep.